Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'yisoh. So where is it said? This is said by just before Kriyas Yom Suf. Right? Ma titzak alai. Ma titzak alai, Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'yisoh. Yes, he brings the Zoya. At the end he brings the Zoya. The Zoya says, Ma titzak alai, da'atika tali milsa. In other words, why you davening? Matitzaka, why davening? Dabal b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. So in the Belz Kasha, what do you mean, why you davening? Eis Sora m'davened. But the Sodas, the Heilige Zaya, the Zaya Kodesh writes, Atika Tal Mitz, it's taller and something completely different. It's taller on the Bechen of Atik, which he's going to explain later. Mamish at the end. In other words, Tfilah to take away Kitshugim. Tfilah takes away Kitshug, right? There's a Kitshug, so a tefillah can take away kitchuk. Here it's not a matter of any more ke'ilu, although there was a kitchuk, but here Klal Yisrael went into a different marechas. There's not a marechas where there's a kitchuk, there's midas adin, and tefillah should take away the midas adin. Here Klal Yisrael going into a matzah of madrega where ketchila midas adin is not chalana. That's the beginning of Davi Yisrael v'Yisrael. Fug isn't tight. In other words, you male. Atik, he's going to male. Atik means laha atik. Laha atik, to go from one madrega. You go into madrega with a lekatchila. With a lekatchila, there's no beginning of midas adin. With a lekatchila, it's a darga of midas arachmi.
You don't need a tefillah.
So you don't, yeah. It's a hecher. Kilu hecher be the necessity of tefillah. Kilu. Otherwise, every day is sara medavant. But here was a moide gigilui. And explain. Ksiv, Shabeach ani esameisim. Shabeach ani esameisim. Me'asher achayim. It says there the rest of the pasuk. Shabeach ani esameisim. Ha'inyan hu is yira ve'is yira. Right, there's yira. In other words, yira is oinish and yira is oremimus. Yira is oinish. Yira is oremimus. Yira is oinish. Yira is oinish. Hu denachas midargei. Yiras ha'inish is noches midargei mishayrish. In other words, noches is lower down. Yiras ha'inish is lower down than the shayrish of year of yiras ha'remus. V'nikra yiras alekim midas adin. Yiras ha'inish is fear of din, of ha'inish, of punishment. V'yiras ha'remus nikra yiras havaya shayare mipnei havaya hamahave kol ha'hoivim. Shem Avai brings down here, the Shem Avai is Mahavik Kol Avai. Shem Avai, right, the Shayuchid Emunah, second parak of Tanya, second Amin Chelik of Tanya, Shayuchid Emunah, the beginning, L'Oilem Havai, Dvorch Nitzah B'Shamayim, that the Shem Avai is the Shem that's Mahavik, the whole Bria Kol Rega V'Rega. Yeah? The beginning of the Shayuchid Emunah. So the years are the Shem Avai is Mahavik, it's Mahavik all the time. So he's going to come to the sod is the Mordekas sod, and that is the chiluk between the Shem Elokim and the Shem Avaya is the following. Shem Avaya is the bechinah that there's only one Metzias, and that's the Metzias of the Rabban Shalom. The Rabban Shalom is Mahavet. What's right? Yiras Oyim. Yiras Oyim is right. All the marshal. What's Yiras Oyim? The person gets called in front of the king, and he's so overtaken. Right, so overtaken in awe-stricken, that's Yiras Oremus. The king is not going to punish him, he's not being brought there for doing something wrong. The king smiles at him, the king gives him money, he's still awe-stricken, right? I think I told you, if Eli Lapi brings down a moshel, not a moshel, a mistake of money, so he brings down, I told you, of a peasant that was taken to the Tsar of Russia, and the poor peasant, and he was so overcome, the Tsar smiled at him and said, hello, Kilo. And Kilo, and he opened his mouth to speak back to the Tsar, and he was so awe-stricken that he remained dumb, mute for the rest of his life. He brings us, and that's Yiras Oremus. What's the year of here? He smiled. There's no oinish here on the way. But the word is that Yiras Oremus means keilu, the yachas between the two. So a poor peasant who's never seen anything in the shed, he goes to the big palace of the Tsar. So he sees that's the contrast, the merachak between the merachak tohoimi between one and the other is that's Yiras Oremus. In Kedusha, the pshat is that the Rabban Shalom is mahavad the whole bria every second. So what is the whole bria? The whole bria is garnished. The whole bria is ayin ve'efes. The Rabban Shalom is mahavad the bria. Rabban Shalom is the sherish of the mitzias and the only mitzias that there is in the whole bria. The only mitzias that there is in the whole bria is the Rabban Shalom. and then there's nothing else. So therefore, where does the person play into over here? Completely misbattled. The person's completely misbattled when it sees I'm v'efes, because every single rega, called rega v'rega, the Rebbein Shalom is mahave, 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 mahave. The whole bria lasts and exists for one simple second, and then the Rebbein Shalom is mahave the bria. That's the dveikus to the Shem Yudke Vavke. The dveikus to the Shem Yudke Vavke is the dveikus to realizing that the Rebbein Shalom is the only metzias, the makor ha'chaim, ki imcha makor ha'chaim. The Rebbein Shalom is the only metzias. There's only one metzias, only one metzias, and that's the metzias of Rebbein Shalom. So, Mela, therefore, a person has a person feels suddenly how vulnerable, how the whole breed is nothing. The whole breed is nothing. The contrast between feeling that I'm a nothing, and the Rebbein Shalom is the emistic and metzias, yeah. So that feeling, that's the bechin of yiras roimus. But that feeling of somebody who's dovet to the Shem Yitzke Vavke, the feeling is faket. The feeling is brings a person to a moritik advikus. There is a person to moritik a yichud. We know that the Shem Yitzke Vavke, sach the Shem of yichud, the Shem of advikus. He's going to bring this begin of Vayichad Yisroi. Vayichad Yisroi. Yichad is Lashon Yichud. In other words, that's a Yichud, it's a Maradika Dvekas. Why? Because a person has a natural feeling to want to cling to the Makor HaChaim, the Makor HaMetzias. Chas v'shalom, you put a person, it's one of the soldiers of Mikvah, you're going to get the Yon of the Yoma. In the mikvah, the pshat is that a person, if you see a person chas v'shalom is chas v'chalila suffocating. So then he starts trying to breathe much quicker. He gets desperate to breathe. He's gushing for his breath. Right? What's the nesod? The nesod is that if he sees that his makor ha'chaim is being taken away from him, so he has a chukka, as a terrible chukka, as a noiradik chukka, to want to be tzik dova tzachaim. The person chas v'shalom chokes on something. So he gets desperate. He starts gushing for breath because a person has a murdika chukka to be dovet to the makor ha'chaim, to the koyach mahave everything. So a person who's makayim shivisi havaya the negdi summit, which is shivisi havaya the negdi summit, the bunch of mahave the bria every second, every rega merega. If it would be one rega without the bunch of mahave the bria, the whole bria would be chayzel ayin ve'efes l'shon al balatanya the in shayuchem emunu. So Meila, therefore, a person's got to be dovuk to the Havai, dovuk to the Yudke Vavke, is the Makor HaChaim, is the Makor of oxygen, Ke'ilu, is the Makor HaChaim, the Makor of Metzias, that is Mahava, the whole Bria. So a person should feel an unnatural yearning, just mamish like a person is choking, Chas v'shalom, is gushing for his breath. Somebody is underwater, he can't breathe. One of the sides is a mikveh, when a person goes underwater, so pshat is he gets rid of all ke'ilah, what he thought was chaim, and now he's completely dovok, he completely feels the chlois, he feels the dependency on the Rebbein Shalom, the makor chaim, and that's what brings him to be dovok, to the makor chaim. So that's the same bechinah, a person who's dovok to the emistic chaim feels that he can't do without it. He's desperate for it. Desperate for it. That's the sod. So that's the sod of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is with the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Havai Elokeinu Havai Echad. The shame of the Kim is a shame that makes you feel punishment. A person is a matzah Mesiris Nefesh, or a person is going through a tzar. So one way of looking at it is a bechina, that it's a punishment. The other way, there's a bechina, a person comes to bechina Mesiris Nefesh, he's dovuk to the Yudke Vavke. The reason why, if he's got a choice of either buying to Avodah Zarah Chas v'Shalom or giving his life up, so it's not pshat. But in Tiefkeit, it's not pshat he's giving his life up. His pshat is that it's impossible for him to serve that Avodah Zarah. Why? Because just like a person who's Chas v'Shalom suffocating, so what are you telling? No, but he's getting so, take it easy. What do you mean take it easy? If he doesn't breathe for the next, he's about to be nitka from his Makor HaChaim, and he can't if he gets all. It's impossible for him to be nitva from his Makor HaChaim, so he just tries harder and harder to be dovuk to the Makor HaChaim. He tries harder and harder to breathe, etc. Chamon al Itzlan. It's the same thing over here. When a Bon Shalom's Makor HaChaim, Avodah Zarah, that's like choking. That's like Chas v'Shalom being taken away, teared away from the Makor HaChaim. Then a person feels even more desperate to be dovuk to the Makor HaChaim. The more he feels the Makor HaChaim is being snatched away from him, the more he feels that the Havaya, whose Mahav is being taken away from him, Chas v'Shalom, that they want him to serve of Avodah Zarah, and we know Avodah Zarah is against Yudkei Vavkei. Shem Elokim is Lahamdul, there's a clip of that, there's a Lehim Acherim. But the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is the Hepach of Avodah Zarah. So a person is being dragged towards Avodah Zarah, he suddenly starts frantically feeling he can't, he's being taken away from Makor Chai, makes him even more frantic and more desperate to be Dovik to the Mahav Kol HaHavayis. So therefore, when he doesn't serve Avodah Zarah and when he gives his life up, he feels, that's the son of Rabbi Akiva, felt menucha, and the Tamidim said to him, Rabbi, atka dekach, how can you be so ruig? The person who's suffocating is faket, it gets all wild. He says, no, faket, suffocating would mean if I have to go into Avodah Zarah, chas v'shalom. There I'm feeling that I'm being schlepped away from the Makor HaChayim of a mysterious nefesh, that's being dovuk to the Shem Havaya, who's Mahava Kal Havaya, so you're being dovuk to that faket, and you're going back to the Makor HaChayim, you can breathe even better. There you can breathe even better. So that's the Nakuda. The Rekiba was, he felt he's not Chas V'Shalom, he's Toyer Barabim, he feels Toyer, that's the whole, you take a fish out of the water, so it gets all wild. That's the whole mashal he gave to Yehudim and Pop in jail. So Rekiba felt that in Torah, he's breathing. In Torah, he's breathing. He felt the Yudke Vavke. So maybe therefore, Mysterious Nefesh comes on a day, Shema Yisrael, Havaya Elokeinu, Havaya Echad. It's a Gilui, it's Hecher V'Elokim. It's Havaya on both sides. It's the beginning of Havaya Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Echad is the beginning where it's all nichlal in the Shem Havaya, all nichlal in the Mahave Kol Havayis. And that's the beginning of feeling the Ribbono Shel Olam is Makor Kol Havayis, and the person is Moisa Nefesh Faket, he feels he's clinging to Chaim. He would suffocate if to take him into the church, Chas V'Shalom. Let it suffocate. But the Kol Zman, he's been dovuk to the Machaim, Ki Imcha Makor Chaim. So then faket, then that's the dveikus to Havaya is the dveikus constantly to the Chaim. And that's why Emes de Kayid can't do it without it. That if he's Mekam Shibisi Havaya, the Negdi Somit, because a second without Havaya, he starts feeling, he starts suffocating, starts gushing, starts getting desperate. That's the beginning of Yiras Oremus. So he has such a pachad. What's the pachad? The pachad is that he should be dovuk to the Makor HaChayim. The pachad is that Uveza Minshon. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the only Makor HaChayim, the only Metzias who's Mahava everything. So therefore, the pachad over there is, the year over there is that Chas V'Shalom, he shouldn't get uprooted from that. He shouldn't get uprooted from his life cord. That's the year of Saramis. Not scared of a patch. He's scared of being Nisrachik Chas V'Shalom from the Shem Havaya. And that's the first pagam that there was in the Torah, somebody's been torn away from the Shem Havaya. Chava said, I can't eat from the Tzadas. Ki b'yoyim acholcha memenu mo'iz tumas. You go against the Ribbono Shel Olam, you get torn away from the Mahava Kol Havayis. You get torn away from the Mahava Kol Havayis. And we've discussed this before, that the whole Seder of Avodah Sa'odom is to show the Shem Havaya to the Yichud of the Shem Havaya and the Shem Elokim. Till Adam, till Sheini is only Elokim. From Sheini, every time it says Hashem's name in the Torah, it's always Havaya together with Elokim, till the Nochash came along. And the Nochash that says, only in the Shem Elokim. So Chava said, the Yudke Vavke, we're Dovuk to the Shem Havaya. Not Dovuk to the Shem Havaya anymore, you go against Hashem. It's Mois Tumas. What did the Nochash say? Loi Mois Tumusin. The Vikuach over here is, if you go away from Hashem, if you're being mitnatek from your Makor HaChayim or not. The Nochash is Loi Mois Tumusin. There's a life without, there's an independent life as well. But Chava was then clinging to the Yudke Vavke. And therefore, the chet of the tzadas was be'etzem achet that tore them away from the Yudkei Vavke. Was the feeling that a person can feel that he can still be alive if you're taking him away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was the pegam. That was the pegam of the tzadas. Das means his chabras. Das means his kashrus. And the tzadas toivera means that a person can feel and his kashrus to ra as well. Naturally, a person feels a mardik his kashrus, a dveikus and his kashrus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Makor HaChayim. Of the eating from the tzadas toivera is mevalbel that his kashrus, that he can feel his kashrus to ra as well, even if it's taking him away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Makor HaChayim. Avraham Avinu was the first one who brought back that Bechina. So therefore Avraham Avinu was Dovah to the Makor HaChayim. If he's Dovah to the Makor HaChayim, you possibly can't kill him. You can throw him into Kipshon HaEish. You can do what you want with him, but you can't kill him. So Avraham Avinu restored this idea of Shivisi Havaya, the Negdi Somer, that when you're Dovah to the Shem Havaya, so then that's the Makor HaChayim. That was the whole, so that's the sod of Yiras HaRoim. So therefore Mr. Moshe, you see in Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik, Yes, what's happening in Mitzrayim? Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Piv. Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Piv. And Paris says, Mi havaya, she'eshme b'koyle. Because Mitzrayim didn't have the Nilus. They didn't have rain, I mean, they had the Nilus. And the Nilus made them feel that they have their own Mekorachayim, they have their own mind. They don't need Mayim Geshem, they don't need that, they have their own Mekorachayim. Yudke Vofke says, no, Yudke Vofke says that Bein Shalom is Mahava, the Kol Havaya is every second. Bein Shalom is Mechaya, Kol Abriya. Ve'ata Mechaya is Kulam. You are Mahava, the Bein Shalom. Paris says, no, Paris says, we have our own, we have a Bechinus independent Chaim. So Paris was only Makir the Shem Elikim. He was a Koifer in the Shem Havaya. Yosef Tzadik had them bring in the bechina of the Shem Havaya, Shem Shemayim Shagah B'Piv. So Meila, therefore, if you crave on the Shem Havaya, if you don't have Yiras HaRavimus, then you have to have Yiras HaOynish, then you need Pech, and then you have Eser Makis. And Paro only understands Makis. Why? Because the Shem HaLekim is the Yiras HaOynish. Yiras HaOynish is the year of Pech, so you get Makis, Eser Makis. All the Klal Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, it was time to introduce them to Azar Hecher Mahalach, to Mahalach, where a person sees and feels, where you can't make a mistake, you eliminate any other Makor HaChaim that there is in the world, and you dove completely to the Shem Havaya, which is the Havaya Kol Havaya, Mahavik Kol Havaya. And that was the Avodah when they came out of Mitzrayim, to be dove to the Havaya Kol Havaya, the Mahavik Kol Havim, and that's what Klal Yisrael have to be dove to when they came out of Mitzrayim, to go up. Uplifted from the Yiras Oynish that we used to Mitzrayim, when we saw Mitzrayim getting Makkas, had to be uplifted to the Bechina of the Yiras HaRaimimus, where they see the Rabban Shalom is the only Mekor HaChaim, Ki Imcha Mekor HaChaim is Mahava. So Meila, therefore you see, where did Klal Yisrael start getting that? That came in the Bechina of the Yom Suf. Bechina of the Yom Suf, Be'emes started early already. It started Be'emunah with Klal Yisrael before, and then it went there from Kriyas Yam Suf onwards, it was Mamish Mamuchash. Because that's why Ibn Shalom took them into a midbar. A midbar is a place where there's no chayim, there's no life. Right? You can't say no water, no vegetation, there's no food, there's no garnish. So either you believe the Mam in the Ibn Shalom's Mahava Kol Havayis and he provides Kimcha Makar Chayim, or there's nothing there. I mean, there's nothing there. That was the contrast of going out of Mitzrayim into the midbar. So Meila, that's why the Dafka had to go to the Midbar, through the Midbar. And the Midbar Taka, there they lived in that Darga of being Dovik to the Mekor HaChaim, feeling the Bein Shalom's Mahava, everything. Because that's every minute they kept on getting Kulei Nisim and Kulei Zach. There was nothing else. Be'eretz Lezeruah, Lechtich Achar Min Be'eretz Lezeruah. And that was the contrast to Mitzrayim. That was the contrast to the Bechina Mitzrayim. Meila, the Kriyas Yam Suf, this became the Kriyas Yam Suf of the Emes, that's when they went up to this Madriga. That's what he's going to discuss. That Yiras Oynish was the first part of Mitzrayim. About the person has to start with Yiras Oynish. You can't start explaining a child about Yiras Oremimus, but you can start explaining Yiras Oynish. But eventually, the person's got to shtaik and has got to be oil the mal to the bechin of Yiras Oremimus to see how their Bein Shalom can mamish, can see how their Bein Shalom is mahave every second. And that's why we saw Shinuyim, Mordeke Shinuyim in Briyas Oylem at Kriyas Yam Suf. Hofach Yam Leyabosha. Pachadikazach, right? Hofach Yam Leyabosha. In other words, and it's not Stam Yabosha. However, there's a whole Vatar in it. Long Halach and a very Bekitzah. The Pasuk at the end of Yeshaya, the Pasuk says, don't think it was a shtick of wet, the sand. It was mamish dry. It was mamish bone. Bone dry. It was completely, completely dry. Hofach Yom Leyabosha. The Pasuk says, Vayavoy Besoich Hayom Bayabosha. It's not Besoich Hayom. It's Yabosha. Besoich Hayom Bayabosha. The Teretz is, this is mamish going back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mahava Kol Havayis. This is going back to the Ibn Shalom's Mahava, the Bria. The same way at the beginning of the Bria you had Orev HaChumshich, Orev HaChumshich, Mishtamshich, Barabuvia, and all these things right at the beginning of the Bria went to Stira. So we're going back to the, now going back to the Havaya Kol Havayis, Mahava Kol Havayis, all that took place back then, it takes place every single minute, every single moment. So the Kriyas Yam Suf was a Bechina of the Ibn Shalom, showed them the Bechina of the Ibn Shalom's Mahava Kol Havayis. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you see, you know, as Yosha Moshe, the Choyra was a punishment for the Mitzrayim, but you don't see the Shem Elokim in the whole Kriyas Yam, in the whole Shiras Hayam. Mm-hmm. What do you see? You only see the Yudke Vavke, only the Yudke Vavke, because the Yudke Vavke is Yiras HaRoimus, and that was the Bechina that even the Goyim, Tipa Lalema Mosul of Achad, Begol Zeracha, Yid Makovin, that was also the Bechina of Yiras HaRoimus. They saw the Rabban Shalom, they saw Hagilu the Shem Havaya, the Rabban Shalom is Mahava Kal Havaya, so who are they? They're nothing. Hafach Yom, one second, Yom is Yabosha, Yabosha is Yom. And then, you know, everything, for one second, everything is upside down. That showed the Musa, the Rabban Shalom is Mahava Kal Havaya, and that was going up from Yiras HaOynish to the Bechina of Yiras HaRoimus. And that's why they sang Shiras HaYom. Shira, the whole sad of Shira is when a person feels the chiyus. When a person feels ki emachol makar chaim, is then the person, the Baruch Shalom is mahav the bria every second. So therefore, that's the sad of Shira Hashem Sheikhadosh. Shira Hashem Sheikhadosh means that ba'etzim every rega is machayev a new Shira. The Pirkei Shira, that all the chayes, everything in the bria sings Shira the whole time, because they feel how the Baruch Shalom is mahav them the whole time, so they feel a fresh chiyus coming to them the whole time, and that's the sod of Shira. And that's the whole vote of Oz Yoshin, Yikan Remez, Letchis, Amesim, Ben HaTorah. The Be'etzin, the Baruch Shalom, is the mahav everything. So even if a person dies, it's the Bechin of Tchis Amesim. Because the Baruch Shalom is the Kimcha Mekor Chaim. That's always the sod of why in a song you always go from one stanza and then you say Hashem Eshavas Habeinim Abbas and you sing again and you keep on going back to the beginning. Kari Ben Olam Shloch and Asada Kari Ben Olam Rav Ravin Kari Ben Tzom Mishalei Hazan Asayilamay Tzom Mishalei Rachim Tzom Shish Bekol Teide Tzom Mishalei. Why, what's the pshat? The pshat is that your whole time you're being dumped to the shayrish. You're never leaving the shayrish. That's the sod of Shira. The Shira is the feeling that you're never leaving the shayrish. You're never leaving the way you began. And you're never leaving the way it was at the beginning. Usually the beginning is the beginning. And then that's it. It's not the beginning anymore. But Shira is Megala, the whole inin of Havai, Kolam Ahavis. That it's no, the beginning is always the beginning. The beginning is always the beginning. So the beginning always retains. Even if you sing a shtickle, you keep on going back. It's like a person breathes. So then he breathes out, but then he's. After a second, he's got to breathe again, and then you can breathe out, and you can talk two sentences. But then you've got to breathe again. You keep on having to go back to the makor, breathe again, speak, breathe again, speak, breathe again, speak. It's a cycle. It's the whole thing. So that's again. You're saying a stanza, you go back to the beginning. You're saying a stanza, you go back to the beginning. Shira is the musaf, where a person feels that Baruch Shalom's mahavis metzias all the time. That's the sod of Pirkei Shira. That's the bechin of Shira. So at that point, Baruch Shalom is saying not tefillah now. Now soon we're going to need Shira. Now you're going up to Yiras Aramis. You're going up to the bechin of Shem Avaya. You go back to the bechin of Shem Avaya, and then that's the sod of Shira. So that's what Klal Yisrael was steiging now from Yiras Oynish to Yiras Aramis. So double bnei. Titzaki lies is when there's a dveikus to the Shem Elokim, and there's Midas Adin, which is Mesucha Metucha Kenegdo. And then there's the Bechina of Eis Tzara, and you have to daven there, Ben Shalom take us out of Eis Tzara, and etc. Here it's the Darga, where it's Hecha, which is a Hamtaka of the Din. The whole Musag of the Yutke Avavke, the Shem of Rachamim, is a Hamtaka of the Shem Elokim, because it brings a person up to the Bechina of Shivisi Avayil and Eidi Samit. It brings a person to the Darga, where he feels and he sees the Ben Shalom's Mahavah called Bria, called Rega Varega. And then a person clings to that chayim. That's the hamtoka.
Everyone said Rosh Yod Shir.
Who?
Everyone says Shir is Rosh Yod. You feel like you're connected.
Oh, yeah. That's how one feels. A person can get my dick at Vikas when he's singing. That's the Inyan Vikas. Person's dovuk to chayim. Person's dovuk to chayim is then he sings Shir. Anything that's a labor de kazach is that's a bechin of Shia. Torah is bechin of Teferis, Torah is bechin of Shem Avaya. And Siddur, the Zohar Kodesh says that the Bereshis is Rosh Teves Tov Shia, the Rosh Hashanah loves Shira. And Torah ends, bechin of Shira Sazinu. So the whole Torah is a Shira. The whole Bechinus Torah is a Bechinus Shia. So we've said that we discussed already that David HaMelech was a Nephil. So Zohar HaKadosh says David HaMelech was born a Nephil. So every reg of his life he's getting new Chiyas. So then David HaMelech was the Av Zmiris of Shira, singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he felt the Chiyas every second. So Mela, somebody who's a Nephil feels the Chiyas every minute, and he's getting Anocha Zayga, Anocha Rega. So he's the Bechin of Kulei Shir. It's the Bechin of David HaMelech. That's the chin of Yiras Aramis, the Kali Yisrael was zeichet to be dovet to Shem Havaya, the Pari denied Havaya, so he wasn't zeichet to this. Mi Havaya. The Kali Yisrael here, once you get do away with the Mitzrayim, then it's Nizgala, the Havaya. Same chin of Yosef Tzadik also says, Yosef Tzadik was a Yirei Lekim, Yosef Tzadik, Asher Yish, Yoreh Hashem. Yosef Tzadik is the chin of Yir, because he was dovuk to the Shem Shemayim Shagav Epif. You're dovuk to Shem Shemayim Shagav Epif. You can be in a bar, and it can be in a choshen, it can be a krovim, and they can know mayim. Now, if you're dovuk to the Shem Avayim, maybe the Baruch Shalom's mahav the bria kol rega v'rega. So then you're dovuk to the Mekor HaChaim. So that's Shem Reb Tzadik. And he got tzaddik, the kilo, the bar, and by mine. He didn't even have the ashpa of Torah. He didn't even have ruchnis. All he had was nachashim and kravim. Nachashim correspond to the yitzhara. Kravim correspond to the shivat malchis. In other words, he had nothing. He had nothing around him. No mind. Nothing around him that brings chayim. What did he have? He had the makor chayim. Down there in the bar, that's like the beginning of Klal Yisrael in the midbar. Midbar is also a makom of nachashim and kravim. So Yosef Tzadik, the hachshar of him to go down to Mitzrayim, it was a bechin in a bar. Where he showed that in a bar with a chashem akrovim, there's nothing else there, there's no mind, it's garnished. And but if you dovek them, akrim ucham akor achayim, as you dovek them, that was the darg of Klal Yisrael in the midbar. That was the Klal Yisrael in the midbar, we're related to Yosef. It says the whole Kriyas Yamsu is b'schus Yosef Tzadik. Yikach Moshes, Atzmas Yosef Imoy. Yosef Tzadik was a bechin, he's dovek to the makor achayim. If you dove to the Makor HaChaim, even if there's no Mayim, and even if you're in a bar and there's Nechosh and Makrovim, if you dove to the Makor HaChaim, so you dove to the Makor HaChaim. So l'chein, elekim gematria, elekim is gematria ha-kisei. Kim is gematria ha-kisei, shezei kisei ve-helem. The Yiras Oynish is a kisei in hell, and the Yiras Oynish ikris shagonus ba. The Yiras Oynish licked in the Yiras Oynish. Shemei ben Adam shov mi Yiras Ula, Yiras Ikris, the person goes to the Ems, Yiras Oynish, shu chesed v'rachmim, faket, v'nikrat z'kul, v'huchim b'chesed kisei, pasuk. A kisei can become a chesed, because we know, elekim in Hawaii is the hamtok of din in rachmim. Chelikim in Havaya, Yiras Oraimus, Yiras Oinus is Elikim, Yiras Oraimus is Havaya, and it's Mamtik, it's the Makor HaChaim. And it's Lema, Yiras in Skazin, Salman, Yiras Oinus, Nizkoina Basad, Yiras Hashem Lachaim. Forget, Yiras Hashem can be a Makor HaChaim. Usually Yiras to be Miskavit, Yiras is fear, it's fear. But here the whole year of Yiras Ramis is again that we want to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pachad is chas v'shalom to be torn away from that. That's the year. We want to be dovuk to Havaya. And that's why it's Shavisa Havaya the Negdi Summit. It can't be not Summit. You can't be yes alive, not alive, yes alive, one rega alive, one rega dead. It doesn't go. It's Kegnish. You've got to be dovuk to the Makor HaChaim. Life is either Yod or Nay. V'nimtaku v'nispatlu adini me'akmikot. V'zeo, that's the pshat, Ein Hashem. What's the lema? Hashgacha shel Brias Ha'olam as Yeh El Yireav Kedei Sheyiru Melfanav. Omnam Lo Yibishul Yiras Oynish. How does the pasuk say? V'hine Ein Hashem El Yireav. What's the next word? Lam Yachalim L'chastoy L'chesed Chayish Yiras Ha'olamis. The year that's doubled to the Bechina of Chesed. V'hine Man Denochis Midargei Shul Yiras Oynish Koribei V'yomas V'yira Ikris Nikris Chayim. The lower dark of Yira is called by Yomos. Every lower dark is the Bechin of Misa. Yira Ikris, the Hecher Darga, Yira Ikris, Nikris Chayim, that's called Chayim. So that's the emistic of Yira. We know the Yitzchak Avinu, right, is Yira. Now, which Yira do you think Yitzchak Avinu is? On the Akedah, he's dovin to the Makor HaChaim. Right, Yira's Aramis, that's a Yira, it's Yira's Chayim. So which bracha shmones is connected? Yitzchok atagib aleil Hashem chayim chayim isem atarav nishia. The year of Yitzchok, the year of the pachad Yitzchok hayali, the pachad of Yitzchok is a lebedik pachad. Mashiv v'ruach avoyd agoshem. It's a year that brings down rain. The year that brings down chayim. It's a whole different type of year. It's b'chin as year of sareimim. It's the year of Yitzchok avina. Pachad Yitzchok. Yira Ikris Nikra Chayim Faket Yira Ikris is a Alei B'dikazach. That's Pshat in the Pasuk V'Shaveach Ani Yisameisim V'Saleima Gam Bo'isim D'Nachisim Yidargei Yish Be'en Shvach. Even those D'Nachisim Yidargei which is B'chin as Misa Yikamim V'Shaveach. Why? Mefarish, but then the Pasuk Shlem Melech continues explaining Me'ayim Bar Shvach. Where does the Shvach come from? V'Oma Minachayim. That's the pasuk says, "Shabech nis amesim menachayim," because menachi is the ikri shalem. You have to speak to the publishers in Yumar and Naim. Leon bought me this thing. I have mamish all the psukim. So the next Mar and Naim have to have all the whole pasuk underneath over here. So that's a moedig help. You have the whole pasuk. Unfortunately, we don't know Tanakh Balpe. So that's the pshat. Mayim bo shvach menachayim nachizik. Rabbi Yisrael Omer ati yadati. Kenoshen chibur. Ati yadati ki gadol Hashem lekim. Ati yadati yadati is das das chibur is kashrus ki gadol havaya bechinas ikrus mikol lekim. Ratzalei b'machmas kol ha-madregas the nachisim idar gei from all the madregas that he went lower madregas that he went through mehem yadati gadol savaya mahav kol ha-av. Ki avru olav kol bechinas anav. Shav mehem el ikrus, because he went through all the bechinas, because he was an idol worshiper. He's not even a zara. Ayor zara zeli elayhim. The first kedusha that he got through was lahav delerekim, but through all the dargas of katnus, the dargas of bechinas misa, from there he came to the godless atiyadati ki godly, came to the vay of godless. V'zeu v'yichud Yisrael shenase yichud. That's the emistik yichud. Right? The emistik yichud is when the pacha the yirsa oynish is nisala into the yirsa remis, which means the shem elikim Hashem hu elikim. When the shem elikim is nichlal into the shem yud kim vavke, that's the bechin of the yichud. Keilu meyin the yichud of the yud of the vavke. Vav the kedel ketato is malchus, adnus is a lower daranga, and then the vav, we know that vav is the bechin of havaya, vav is teferis is bechin of havaya, so the yichud of vav k is, that's the greatest yichud, that's the yichud where the lekim comes into the havaya, that's the bechin of the ketato is nischabit to the vav, and that's also a bechin of havaya and adnus, because vav by itself, teferis by itself is the bechin of zerampin, teferis, which is the bechin of shim havaya. And that's Mesiachid with a hate, the Ketator, which is Adnus, Malchus, in the lower Darga of Yira. So that's by Yichud Yisrael. That's a Yichud that he made. And that's the vote. Yichud means when he becomes one Metzias, when he realizes that Rabban Shalom is the only one Metzias. So when a person wants to cling to Rabban Shalom, Shvisi Avayil and Ekdisomet, only to that's the one Metzias, that's the Yichud. It becomes Echad. Comes when a person thinks that he has his own independent yichud, his own independent l'chaim, and he can run independently, and he doesn't have the b'chinah shvisevayin and neged samit. So there's no yichud. There might be a kesher. So the yichud means it's echad. There's no echad over there. When a person feels that the whole malach, that the whole metzias of his Rabban Shalom, he doesn't exist as an independent metzias. That's the mystic of yichud, like the Hilgah Balatanya says. That's why kala is called a kala, because kala is mnoshen kiloyin. Kiloyin is destroyed. The whole darga of ish ve'ishto is that she should become Kiloyin, a kala Russian kiloyin, she should stop being her own independent existence. Otherwise, there'll be no shalom bayis. She has to be niskala into her husband, into the ish. And that's the yichud. The yichud is when the one darga, the lower darga, is niskala into the higher darga. And that's the bechina of the shem elikim, which is niskala into the shem avayim. That's the yichud. That's the bechina of a yichad yisrael. That's the bechina of a yichad yisrael. Shenas, she'll also yichud. Vzeo, and that's the pshat of pari hikriv. Hikriv shapari miloshin is galus. So pari is megala. Alidemashin is gala. Hikriv elashayrish. Kishbo pari of Israel oyim yiras oynish. So pari came to us and we had yiras oynish. Therefore, Klal Yisrael started davening. When it was still in the dark of yiras oynish, started davening. Started titzak. Started crying to Hashem. There's yiras oynish. Avitzak ben Israel Hashem. Vezeo davar ben Israel yisov. Omer vezoya debach tikat al yanutza. Atik. Rutzulema sheyatku mimadrega zuna madrega al yoyna. Atik means lahatik, to go from one madrega to another madrega. Here as an ikris, but yom tiku adin, and then meina by being davened to the shem avaya, then that alone is the hamtok of the din. Instead of davening at that point, davening to take away the minas adin, just be mal and the din into rachamim, into the shem yudke vavke, which is the rachamim, the makor rachamim, and then automatically the din. You don't have to take away the din with tefillah. You just be mal into that nadarga, and then the whole din will be nimtak, and that's what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. And as we said, that began the whole Klal Yisrael's Mahalach Imitzrayim was Bechinas Elikus Elikim. But after that became Bechinas Avaya, and then Klal Yisrael was Zoyecha to be in a midbar, but there's no chaim other than the Nimamta Lachem Lechem in Hashemayim. Even the Lechem came from Hashemayim. There Klal Yisrael lived in the Bechinas Shavisi Avaya, and they saw it where they saw Mamish. That was the yichud. That's the bechina. That's why we sit in the sukkah. The sukkah is the bechina of yichud. Yichud is zechat hanana kovet. Nana kovet is the darga of yichud. Yichud with a bunch of them, because outside there it was kulei mes. There was no chiyus there bechalal in the midbar. So the chiyus they lived was a chiyus where they were breathing keilu. They're breathing havaya. They're breathing havaya for those 40 years because there's no makora. There's no other makora chaim over there. That's what he said. That's why yichud Yisrael. That's the bechina of yichud. And that's the darga of sukkah. That's the bechina of sukkah. The yichud. The bechina is yichud in the sukkah. Between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the darga It's a dark of the yichud, a feeling of remembering, a feeling that ki havaya, Hashem is mahava kol havaya, and Rabban Shalom gives us chiyus every single second, gives us chaim every single second, and therefore we want to cling. We can only cling and cling and cling, like keilu bechinas isha should want to cling. Vel isheich teshukaseich, vel isheich teshukaseich. That's what Chava was told. Chava was told vel isheich teshukaseich. She has to know how to cling, and she has to know how to yearn for the mashpia. Because by her eating, she listens to the nachash and says loy moist amusin keilu, that she can be independent. So therefore the Kodesh Baruch Hu told her, no, vel isheich teshukaseich. You're gonna have a moment to get chukka, like everybody's got the biggest chukka to be davuk to their source, to their shoyrish, because that's their life. Every person's got a moedik chukka for that. So el ishech tishukasech. That's the bechin of the yud of the ish and the hay of the isha. That's the yud kei. That they have to know that they're a yichud in order to be dovik, to bring up to the shleimus, to bring up to the emstig a yichud of the yud kei. And that's the yiras haremus. Rachman yachinenu and shlakenu and tzashem to be dovik, to be mekayin, the bechin of shvisi avay lenegni somet, and to always realize and appreciate this. And that's when we come out of mikvah, a person comes out with a new chaim. He left his old chaim behind and he came out with a new chaim, realizing ki imcha makor chaim. Imcha makor chaim. And that's the whole sada of Rosh Hashanah, where Rosh Hashanah, ki the Rabban Shalom creates the world for 1 year, and then Rosh Hashanah, which was the Yom Hayom Haras Oilam, then the Rabban Shalom sees whether the world should be created for another year. So if Hashem creates the world for another year, it's like a new life. So therefore the Mishnah, Omer Akiva, Lifnei the Shvech of Yisrael, like a mikveh, a mikveh mataris is meim, a fakad shvoch, a mataris is shol, is a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it's the same bechin, you come out of the mikveh, it's a new chayim, it's a person's a whole ganz lezach, he went into the person where place where he can't survive, and down to the water, the person can't breathe, and he comes out with a new recognition that every breath of his comes from a kodesh baruch. Who told me? Somebody told me, or Avigdor Miller, from time to time, he used to put his head in the water, just to appreciate what it means to breathe, and to be able to breathe, and to be able to... So that's the nekuda. Kim Teres, Klal Yisrael feel, come out of Rosh Hashanah, they feel mamish a new life. They feel that Rabban Shalom is giving them a new life, and that's how they have to feel. That's how they have to feel all the time. And that's the sherish of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed. It comes to do an affair, a person who lives with Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed, and a person Yitzhara comes to a person to do an affair, the person should start choking. You want to tear me away? You want to tear me away? You want to throw me in the water? I'm dovig not to Rabban Shalom. Kim Chamakar Chaim is mahava the Havai. Kol Rega Verega. Yitzhara should make a person choke. Yitzhara should make a person choke. So he makes a person choke. So that's why the Yitzhara, what do we do with the Yitzhara? Yitzhara, we shech the Yitzhara. Shechting the Yitzhara is cutting the simonim. Bechina shechitas Yitzhara. The Yitzhara, the shechitas, the windpipe. He made us do this. That's the Bechina. The Gemara talks about the shechita of the Yitzhara. Why do you have to shech him? You can do a lot of other things. The Malach gets shechten. Teretz is that he wanted to be dovig. That's the Makor HaChaim. He wanted to tear us away from the Makor HaChaim. So a person should really choke when it comes to the soy to do an Aveira. If he's mamish dovig to Shavisa Avaya and Negdi Samet properly. And therefore he Pashach told Yitzhara, what do you mean? You want me to stop breathing? You want me to stop branching? I was mahavim yevi rega. I'm holding on. Yaakov Chevel Nechalosim. Holding on to a Chevel. I'm holding on to a cord. Branchlan is giving me chayim, mahavim. Not just me, but you as well, Yitzhara. Branchlan is mahavim the whole breed. Every single second, and we have to live with that in the kuda. The Rabban Shalom is mahava the whole bria. So therefore, if you live with that in the kuda, that should be siavayin negdi somer. The person should feel choked, moist amusim. Eat from the tzadas. You listen to the yitzahori. Listen to the nochash. It should be a person should feel the tzadag of moist amusim. That's called yiras haremus. The yira, the fear of the person being taken away from, is makor achayim. The pachad. That's what we said before. A person grasps for his breath. The pachad. The terrible pachad. He's grasping for his breath. He feels he's being schlepped away. Person's dovik tavaya, that's the yiras haremus. That's what Klal Yisrael, that's what we're zeichet to in the midbar, and that's what we should all be zeichet to feel. And Ritz Hashem, we should be zeichet to chaim and ruchim, chaim shel shalom, chaim shel toiva, chaim shel parnasa. And Ritz Hashem, lo erech yom shana mad meir v'esr mishana. Gavalti, one piece left. Gavalti. The last piece will be in the Metz Shem Nochem Mikveh. Amazing Hashem is Baruch. Mardik. The nurse, whatever, my wife was in Gaulas, so she came. So the nurse, the Achot, told my wife, after the Yasmu, clearly nudging me, like every time, no, can I go now to Mikveh? I go next time to Mikveh, next time to Mikveh. And I'm almost down, and Hanukkah should come, I should get the green light. You know, she said to me, I should come back on Thursday. I said, no, you know, go on Wednesday already. And Baruch Hashem, she checked it very carefully and she gave the green light. It's a Moedika. Ah, I'm already gesagt. Don't get into the Heilige Mikveh. I'm already getting started. Havaya, Havaya, Mahava. That's the mysterious nefesh. They didn't feel they were dying. Forget. They felt that they were still holding on. By dying, they felt they were still holding on to life. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Havaya Echad is still holding on. Bang to the Avodah Zarah, that's suffocating. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. And a person hasn't got a choice. The Hilgat Tani says that's the Ava Mysteris in a person. That you see, assimilated Jews, that Mamish Fry assimilated Jews, and he came to Mysterious Nefesh, they gave their lives up willingly. How can they give their lives up willingly? That's the answer. The answer is because when it came to the Nakuda Alain, to the Nakuda Sachaim Alain, the person felt he can't. Person can't separate himself from Chaim. So they felt that they felt that they were staying alive. Or maybe that's why that's the Zechet to the Chaim Aruchim. So the first mysterious nefesh was Avraham Avinu, and he came out alive. That was the first mysterious nefesh that we have in Torah. It's the story of Ur Kasdim. Why? It's a short person. A person, the most nefesh of Yiddishkeit, is he's Dovuk to Chaim. He's not ending Chaim. He's Dovuk to Chaim. Avraham Avinu had to be manifested literally. So he came out. Horon didn't have Azamusik, so he died. Avraham Avinu felt that he's Dovak to Chaim by giving his life up. He should go on Nimrod's side. He felt that I'd be dragging him away from Chaim, he'll suffocate. So he felt by going into the Kibbutz Neish, he's Dovak to Chaim. So he's Dovak to Chaim. So Rabbi Shalom wants to show Allah Yidin that you're Taka Dovak to Chaim. The person's Moshe Nefesh, he's Taka Dovak to Chaim. Whether it's carrying on Chaim down here, whether it's going on to the Chaim Mamitim, the Ilm Shalemes, or it's Dovak to Chaim, that's Klo. So first Mesirus Nefesh have to be somebody who stays alive. That every later Mesirus Nefesh means Avada, that the Dovak to Chaim, the Dovak to the Emistik Chaim. Horam wasn't massive that, so Yitaka died. But that's the Sod of Mesirus Nefesh. Hashem Echad, your Dovak, person's Dovak, and those who simulate the Jews felt when it came to them, and Nakudos Achaim. Nakudos Achaim is something that a person is not in control of. Every person, a person is not in control of his Nakudos Achaim. The yearning for Chaim is so great, and a person is not in control of that. A person is not in control of that. So B'Shas Hashmad, the Yidden gave their lives up. They were Mechal Shabbos, Befehesia, they ate in the Velas, the Trevis, Yom Kippur, by Ne'ila. When it came to the Nakudas Achaim, which would sever them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahave, they couldn't, Pasha couldn't. Pasha couldn't. They felt that the suction of life sucked them into being Moisa Nefesh. Okay. Okay, Shkayach. Shkayach for coming. I'm a chayah to learn. It's a different mashmaut. Different mashmaut. Every mitzvah is like that. Every mitzvah is a makor chayim. That's what they felt. The matasyo, they went to Mechom and they felt, oh, mitzvahs, there's no chayim. Either going with the Mephoshim Asi, you can't suicidal. It's suicidal to go. So the Bab Shreb, I think, remembers going to see from it. And Shabbat Wedding and Hanukkah. You know, it's suicidal. How are you allowed to do that? The halacha b'chla. Now for the kohenim, not to light the menorah, the ner Hashem nishmas Adam, that the neshama, they felt is being severed from the neshama. Imkein lama lichaim. Lama lichaim. They went up in Mesiris Nefesh. They cling to Chaim by going up in Mesiris Nefesh. On a neshama. The ner is ner Hashem nishmas Adam, the nishmas Chaim. It's called Nishmas Chaim. On an Neshama is Leitzach Nisht. In Mele we're going into the Mekor HaChaim. Lama lanu hazah Chaim to be down here on an Neshama. Lama lanu Chaim. They felt that the urge to be alive when they made them march to be Moisa Nefesh. Yisod explains all the different types of zachem. They didn't ask questions. Megate. Why? Because you have a person that hasn't got a prayer. They felt lama nichaim. There's no chaim without it. And if it's a matter of chaim, then a person is not in control. Those yidden, if they were machal shabbos yom kippur, they pinked on satz gahat v'nigdashti b'seich v'nei yisrael amitzah sein the Torah. They wave on lamates melachos and shabbos. The answer is a yid is moisa nefesh, and he's kosher to the Rabban Shalom. The maid of the yid went to be moisa nefesh with the simcha. They went to be moisa nefesh with the simcha. They went to be moisa nefesh because they felt like they're carrying on chayim. Because it's been severed from the link, it's been severed from the Mahavel, Mahavel Kalavai. So, man, it's Taka Tomei, Minai Navid Zorish, Matame Mace. Matame Mace, Pelodikazach. I'll have to go.